Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A Hunter Valley queen bee breeder has been ordered to euthanise his bees due to a nearby varroa mite outbreak. As well as being a commercial breeder, Cole Wilson is the president of the Hunter Valley branch of the New South Wales Apiarist Association. Rural reporter Brady Evans caught up with Mr Wilson to discuss the issues he's trying to overcome, as well as the handling of the outbreak.
When the mites were first found, I did have apiaries that fell into the red zones, which is the euthanisation zones. That was back some time ago, so I did lose hives there. Where most of my bees were located was in a purple zone, which is that's a surveillance zone. So still, that sort of shut our business down, that you wasn't allowed to sell queen bees, because they're normally supplied over, you know, could ship bees all over Australia except Western Australia. So all that stopped, being in a surveillance zone, and now they've found some more mites last week, and I have now fell into the red zone, which what we've got left, that will all have to be euthanised. So sort of totally shut us down.
How's this affecting other regions and states that you'd normally deal with?
With queen bees, commercial beekeepers normally requeen their hives each year. And New South Wales is the biggest supplier of queen bees across Australia. And when the mites were discovered in New South Wales, they've closed all the borders around New South Wales because the other states have put that in control to try and stop mites from going to other states. So what happens there, all the other states which have relied on buying queens out of New South Wales can no longer get them. So South Australia, Victoria, Tasmania, Queensland, so all states now there's an issue of getting queen bees. There's just insufficient numbers of them now to requeen their hives. So that will have a impact on their production as well.
So where to next? So let's talk about action. How do we find a way out of this mess?
I don't know. Well, the way out of it is if, and it's big, if they eliminated mites, then everything will go back to normal. But that's not an easy solution to do that. And time-wise, it will take some time to try and assess whether all the mites had been eliminated. And that's like they have a time frame of saying, you know, 2 to 3 years. So there's a lot of businesses that just shut down or had been severely impacted. And if it goes for that long, yeah, that's a long time. And the other way is if they declared it endemic, then you'd have to learn to live with mites. Nobody wants to live with mites if you can avoid it, because it just makes beekeeping more difficult. It's money. It's money-wise, cost of money and time to try and live with mites.
Is the government support adequate?
No. What it does, it compensates you for the loss of your material to replace it. As far as loss of income, there's no assistance for that. So basically you're being compensated for your loss of material, your hives, and that's it.
That's rural reporter Brady Evans speaking with bee breeder Cole Wilson there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.